93.5, 104.7 FM, Pirate Radio, arg me mateys. Elvis, you're going to have to wait. He was just letting the band warm
That's
up.
That's right. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I'm Captain G. That's Sue. We are your Crack of Dawn morning crew, of course. And we're glad to be joined by Greg this morning.
Good morning.
Getch.
Close enough.
I was
and,
close.
You're from Qualified Listeners.
I am.
And we've got great things going on all the time for our veterans that are coming home and trying to get back into society and be a part of everything again. So you have another event coming up, Mental Health First Aid Class for Veterans. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's Mental Health First Aid for Veterans, and we've been asked to partner with the Carbon Valley Rotary Club, who partnered with North Range Behavioral Health, who asked us to come in because of all the work we do with veterans. And this is on May 16th at the Carbon Valley Library from 8 to 5. And it's a great program to educate people about the cause of 22 a day.
Now, Carbon Valley is, I mean, I've lived in this area a while.
Firestone area.
Firestone. That's what I thought. I just didn't want to say it until somebody confirmed that for me.
Decono, Firestone, and Frederick make up the Carbon Valley area,
all
basically.
Right. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
34,000 people.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's a great area over there, too.
Oh, yeah. We were just down there for the races over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Colorado National Speedway,
That's
just
right.
south of us. Yeah.
Sunday.
In stereo.
Yeah, we did.
But it's no joke, the trouble that vets have in adjusting back to what we call normal society.
Right.
And it really helps, and bless you for doing what you do. Being able to talk to somebody that knows exactly where you're coming from and exactly what you're going through. Not somebody that can't relate to what, you know, you're talking about.
Right.
So I think that probably helps. And you're confirming it all the time that helps an awful lot with kind of opening the doors and sharing the ideas and really helping, you know, just one is, you know, a victory.
Absolutely.
And you keep adding those up and it takes away from that 22 a day, which is shocking to me.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, we need to stop that. Quickly.
Well, there's about 22 million veterans in the country, and that's way too many. I mean, one is too many.
Yeah.
But 22 is certainly too many. So part of what this program is get people aware, to just make them aware that this is going on.
Yep.
Most people don't understand that veterans represent about 10% of our population in Colorado.
Yep.
Oh, that's a lot of veterans. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of us in captivity.
In captivity.
And freedom is not free.
Right, that's right.
And war is
there
not
are
pretty.
Prices, there are prices to be paid, even if you're, you know, working in the service during peacetime. I'm sure there are things that aren't like normal society that you sort of have to get out of and get used to again, right?
That's right. The part of the military power is just the presence. You don't have to shoot any weapons. You just be there, and a show of power is a great deterrent. So it's going on all the time.
You know? Oh, you're rattling the saber, as it were.
That's right.
You know, but you got to be able to back it up.
And
too.
You have to be prepared for that. And you know, they tear you down to build you up as a soldier, and then when you're done, they got to tear you down and build you up as a person again.
That's right.
And I mean, that's probably not the best way to say that, but you know what I mean.
Well, we get into lots of conversations with employers in particular who like to hire veterans about the culture difference, that the culture in a military society or system is completely different than out here in public USA.
Well, it's got to be much more disciplined. So when you're out here in the world, there just doesn't seem to be any discipline. And that has to be very strange for people to get used
it
to
is.
Again.
Yeah. It is.
So the mental health first aid kit and class, how does that work? What are you going to be talking about? What goes in the first aid kit, as it were?
Well, it's a first aid class. It's not a kit per se.
Right.
And it's really all about awareness of some of the behavior patterns you can watch for and be aware of as you know veterans, whether it's across your back fence or at the store or sitting down and talking to them, to just make people more aware that it can go on and some of the signs and what you do about it.
Yeah.
Because if somebody says something crazy to you, you sit there and you're just kind of awestruck and it's, oh, now what?
Yeah.
And we want to take care of the now what so that people, if they have that information, they know what to do with it. So
is it for veterans or is it for people who know veterans then?
This is more targeting the people who support and assist veterans.
Yeah. Okay, so wives, families, husbands,
right.
That sort of thing.
Well, and organizations. there's a number of organizations that will be there to learn more.
Oh, okay, good.
Back to the culture piece. How do veterans think?
Right.
Because we're different than most folks.
Right. I was going to say, you're braver than most folks, too, for sure. So give us the actual details and how we can get involved in this.
Well, just putting out the word and getting people to sign up, there is a sign-up requirement, and you can go to our website, qualifiedlisteners.org, and on the homepage, there's a link on there to sign up for this event because it's free, but it does take registration.
Sure. You want to know how many folks are coming.
Right. So that's the biggest thing, is just help us spread the word that it's going on, and they can go to our website at qualifiedlisteners.org and click on the link and get registered, and we'll take care of them. It'll be a great time.
That's coming up on Thursday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The 16th. Okay.
All right. And it's at the Carbon Valley Library.
Yes, sir. 7 Park Avenue in Firestone.
And it's pretty easy to access, actually.
It is, right off of Colorado Boulevard from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
It's right down there where my in-laws live, as it turns out.
Well, go see them.
Yeah, maybe I'll
after
do
the
that.
Class.
There we go.
And it's a class that basically, you know, everybody, if you can, you know, especially, you know, organizations, you know, volunteer groups, that kind of thing, just to be aware of the signs. And what to do once you see those. It is, in fact, kind of a little first aid kit you can carry with you in your mind.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of, sort of, you know, or arrows in your quiver, you know.
Right.
To know
your
how
kit,
to help.
As it were.
Yeah, to know
the
how
mental
to help.
Kit. I didn't think about that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's okay. I was trying to be cute, and it wasn't happening.
Took it too far.
I did.
It just went slipping past me. It's Monday.
That's all right.
Well, it's all going to be up on our Facebook with the links for, you know, letting you know that they're going to attend and so forth. Once again, it is free.
Right.
That's coming up. It's 8. It's all day. 8 to 5.
It is.
That's coming up on Thursday at the Carbon Valley Library. Yeah. So pretty cool stuff. Greg, you always bring great content, and thank you for what you do on that 22 a day.
Thank you very much for having me again.
You
appreciate
bet.
It very
Good
much.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. Give us your best ARG.
ARG.
He always has a good one. 93.5, 104.7 FM, Pirate Radio.